All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
So, Mike Florio, profootballtalk.com. You'll hear the complete interview on Game Day Uncensored. But, you know, it's interesting because you get these two opinions, right? So here's one, and I feel bad for Jeff at work because Jeff is just in pretend land. I'll buy it when I hear it coming from the locker room, a la Dre Bly versus Joey. All these guys sharing their opinions couldn't be further from the situation. It's meaningless. Cool. So you're asking for a current teammate. That happens like once a decade. So you're going to stay in pretend land and ignore people like Florio and Boomer Esiason and Kaplan. That doesn't make sense, man. It really doesn't. But on the other side, the audio is very telling. I wondered if Stafford was a real leader. I tried giving him benefit of the doubt. Assumed he did it behind the scenes, but apparently not. Then the obligatory Blake Bortles has more playoff wins than Stafford. All right. I would like the Lions to draft Will Greer in the fourth round, sit behind Stafford 1 year, and then get rid of him. That's from Doug. Look, there's three ways to go with it. The Stafford leadership angle, one. Drafting a quarterback this year in the third, fourth, fifth round to compete with Stafford, to be the caretaker, that's two. And then the third part, which might get lost in the shuffle, is where Florio talks about fans need to expect a 2 to 3 year rebuild. Sully, your thoughts?
To be honest with you, I think it's pretty damning stuff.
It didn't come from the locker room, so it doesn't matter.
Well, nor will it come from the locker room. It's just not going to happen. Stafford just signed a huge contract a couple years ago, and we're already talking about drafting another quarterback.
Well, people are, and
rightfully so. People are talking about moving on from him, how he can't get it done. To hear this stuff and just realize that it's viewed by a lot of people, Stafford isn't a leader. And I think that's worse. I think that's just about the worst thing you can say about a quarterback. You want to question his arm strength, you want to question some intangibles, question some decision-making of a quarterback, I get it. But when you say that a quarterback, the most important position in all of sports, in my opinion, when you say that guy isn't a leader, I think that's more damning than anything you could possibly say about a quarterback. That's literally the worst thing you could say when judging or talking about a quarterback. So to keep hearing this stuff about leadership, it's if anything, it just speaks to the fact that Stafford, again, isn't the guy here and isn't going to be able to get it done here. We time and time again are hearing about this stuff with him. And with the rebuild thing, spare me that. This is, if anything, just a huge lie with what Bob Quinn said about, you know, we're better than a 9-win team, and now we got to wait another 3 years for the team to be good.
Well,
it's what I said the other day, though. It's like with the Lions, we constantly just move the goalposts back. It's, oh, well, they're one off season away. No, it's going to be next year. Now it's 2 years away. Now it's 3 years away. It's like we're always looking at this future date of when the Lions are going to be good. Once that day comes, we just push it back even further. Always.
Well, and again, I go back to it. The great quarterbacks, the ones that are great leaders, they change the culture of where they play. Yeah, you know, go up and down the league and go, look, you don't have to name the Hall of Famers like Peyton Manning and Drew Brees. You don't. But like Russell Wilson hasn't affected the culture in Seattle. Right? Phillip Rivers hasn't affected the culture in San Diego and what the expectations are of those who will wear that uniform. Matt Stafford has never done that. Baker Mayfield has done more with the Browns in his short time there than Stafford's done in 10 years. As far as changing the culture, you see it. It's wide open. David? Heads up.
Here's the thing, and I don't understand why Lions fans are surprised by this. When you look at the history of this Detroit Lions team, they don't ever draft stars that are, you know, leaders. Barry Sanders.
Why did they draft, company man.
Yeah, why did they draft Barry Sanders? Heisman winner, best running back in the draft. They drafted him for marketing purposes. Calvin Johnson, best position player in that draft coming out.
Company
they drafted
man.
Him for marketing purposes. Matthew Stafford was the number one recruit going into college, number one guy coming out of college, number one quarterback. They drafted him for marketing purposes.
Company
when
man.
When they drafted Andre Ware, they drafted him. Why? Because the old man liked him because he threw the ball down the field and won the Heisman. All they do is draft guys for hype, marketing purposes. They don't draft leaders. They're not looking for the next guy to take them to the Super Bowl.
I think they draft dudes that are just good guys. But that's not necessarily what you need.
Right.
Like, you remember the year, and it's become famous, they took Terry Fair over Randy Moss.
Right.
Terry Fair.
Because of Randy's past.
Because he smoked a blunt. Right?
Exactly.
Dude, that is something.
They passed on Dan Marino along with other teams because why?
They drafted a fullback.
Exactly.
James Jones out of Florida.
Don't draft Dan Marino because of the pass, the checkered pass. Why? He was the guy you needed.
He was the guy
that was good.
I'm just convinced at this point in his career, he's not a franchise QB.
He is not.
And he's not a leader.
But that's why the fans, they should have understood that from day one. What has he ever done in his football career? High school, college, and now. He's never done anything.
Well, it's also, too, is like when you look at Aaron Rodgers, Rodgers plays with a chip on his shoulder.
Yes.
Nobody recruited him. Nobody wanted him. Went to JC. Drew Brees plays with a chip on his shoulder, right? Too short, too small. Arm's not big enough. Plays with
Baker
a chip.
Baker Mayfield. And I'm not a fan of Baker Mayfield, but look at him. Plays
Baker
with
Mayfield.
A chip.
Walk
Had
on.
Had to transfer.
Right, walk on.
Yes.
Had to earn it. Had to transfer.
You need guys like that.
I just think by and large. Now, look, for every one of those, you're going to end up with a Peyton Manning or an Andrew Luck who's a savant. You know, they were the number one guy. But I'm just telling you, Stafford's had everything handed to him every step of the way. Number one at every turn, never wins anything, but doesn't get questioned because he's got all these physical abilities. I just don't see a chip on his shoulder, and I don't see a guy that at 31 years old, really, look, here's what I don't see. I don't see a dude who wants to get a hell of a lot better. I don't see a dude who's tired of losing and wants to fight it. I see a guy who's tired of losing. I see a guy who's tired of playing here. That's what it looks like. I see a dude who just plays football because he's really good at it. And if he loves this game as much as he probably tell you he loves it, and he wants to win as bad as he would tell you he wants to win, then it doesn't look this way. And you don't get up at the podium and say, and you don't go up and answer Boomer Esiason with, I don't answer to Boomer Esiason. And you don't have a lot of people coming out and saying these things like this. You don't. And I'm done. Like, it's not about him being good or bad. It's not about him being great or terrible. That's an argument for years ago. I'm done. I'm done with him. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to hear him. I don't want to watch it. I want anything. I'm done. You know, I sat there in crosstalk and argued with Doug about it. I'm done with the Stafford needs blank. I'm done with it. And maybe he can win somewhere else, and that's fine.
It doesn't really work like that, no.
And again, it's not about him being the worst quarterback to ever take the field. But I'll tell you this right now. He's a hell of a lot more like Joey Harrington personality-wise than anybody I want managing my team.
And that position requires leadership, though.
Right.
The quarterback position in all of sport, that's a position where you need to have that leadership.
Right, and again, Stafford has the physical tools that far outweigh anything Joey Harrington had. And he's stronger mentally than Joey Harrington. The point is, they were the same type of leader. And they were, I'm telling you, they weren't big enough to change the culture here. The culture swallowed up Harrington quick. Done. The culture took a while to swallow Stafford up. But I don't think there's any doubt by anyone who is reasonable Stafford's been lionized. And that he's got that contract, and he's had major life events in the last few years, a beautiful family. You know what? You got to show me you still burn to win. Because he looks like a dude with $250 million in the bank and three beautiful daughters at home. Because he does not look like a guy who these losses are just killing.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're coming out of 0-16 season. You needed a guy that was going to bring and change the culture in Detroit. Not a guy that's going to, okay, is this what you want? Is this what you want? Okay, I'll make this happen. Maybe. No. You need an attitude.
But that's what the Lions draft. Company men.
Yep.
Company men. That's what they want. I want to hear from the people. And Mikey, on the bump back, make sure you lace it with a little audio. But it's Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com and NBC Sports. Full interview will be on Game Day Uncensored on Sunday. Question Stafford's leadership. Question whether the Lions are going to stick with him. And then told you it's going to be a full rebuild here. You comment on any and all of it. Your choice. Let's get involved. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.